Josh has never put me on his goddamn microphone tonight. I'm trying to tell you.
Episode 31.
How you say 31 in Spanish?
31.
20 uno.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's 21. Look at you.
Nah, that's
21. No, it's
30. 30, yeah. 30. Yeah, Trent Richardson. Yeah.
Trent Bivens.
Yeah.
You look like him, too.
Ooh. I heard that my
Trent
whole life.
Trent Butts.
He doesn't.
Trent Butts?
Yeah. Oh.
He LG, ain't he?
No, I'm confused. Barely. Oh, shit.
Are we starting?
We live.
Are we live?
Introductions. M. Jizzle. The least favorite.
Daddy now.
Chad coming again to you live.
We got a special guest here tonight.
Ah, special guest.
This is our second woman on here.
Second, yes.
The second woman we have.
I feel like this is going to be a lot better, though.
This one? Oh.
I have no offense. I wasn't trying to be offensive. I feel like she's going to be a lot more interactive.
Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Javante.
Hey.
Tay. Jay, whatever.
It's homecoming, bitch.
It is
homecoming.
We lit.
So
Elizabeth City State
University, bitch.
Yeah, teachers college.
Go Pirates.
Yeah, used to stay in Samaro, whatever.
Yeah, I was the only nigga in there.
Yeah,
me and Butler.
Did somebody die there?
Twice.
Damn.
Mitchell Lewis too.
She was haunted.
Yeah, who brought up Butler? Butler took single handedly took Ethan
down all the way down.
I thought it was bigger than the car.
Oh, man.
That shit spiraled.
I thought it was bigger than Nino Brown.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
It was bigger than Nino Brown.
Hell, man, listen, though. Like, I want to thank you, Javante, for coming. Fuck with us. I really do. I really appreciate it. Chad did do his bullshit. real talk. Real quick. I just wanted to bring some up. So, my homeboy told me the story yesterday where he was fucking a bitch in the same room with another bitch and her bitch. And the stud asked him for a condom.
Huh?
Exactly. For what?
Stud asked him for a condom.
She was like, hey, yo, bro, you got a condom? I was like, wow.
This concludes episode 31.
My only thing is, you thought you about to have some baby dolls or something? Also, I was wondering, is it because the pussy don't get wet for that floppy dick like it
do? Oh, my God.
I mean, no. So the thing is, for niggas, right? Yeah. Like, for niggas, we, like, prematurely ejaculate. No? Like, this sounds nasty, but our dick is somewhat wet.
I understand.
You can get pregnant with that,
that's
too.
I mean, premature ejaculation. Yeah, so... Our dick is somewhat wet, so like it's like some self lube, you know what I mean? Like Jiffy lube type of shit.
You get pregnant.
Niggas be spit stock.
Free cum.
But nah, but like, that's what I'm thinking. Is it just like because that little chaperone don't get that pussy wet like a real dick do?
I'm just saying, like, do y'all keep that bitch in the fridge? Javante, do you know about this?
I don't. Now, okay. I haven't had an experience with a strap. I ain't gonna lie. Not that. Good. It's so big.
Why? What was the point? What was his answer to the question?
He frisbee me one across the room.
Because
like I said, my homeboy, she asked for a condom and he gave it to her, which I thought was stupid. But also, I think bitches be like, who else you use this?
Yeah, okay.
So that makes sense.
So do you wash it?
Yeah, you can't boil the motherfucker when you get this.
like a mouthpiece.
Yeah, he killed germs, bitch. You better put that little thing in the goddamn pot.
It pissed me off when bitches be getting their straps sucked and they be like, ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah, yeah. Like,
wait, what's her name, Young and May? She made that song.
I beat her the fuck up.
Why do you want to beat everybody up, bro?
He's so violent.
He's so hostile.
I really, because that shit's stupid, because she said she a queen.
You a queen with a queen? Dick.
A queen.
Queen?
She said she was a queen.
That is new.
Queen. Oh.
She said she was a queen.
With a mix between.
Yeah.
She transitioned.
Yeah. I can see her transitioning.
Okay.
Her dick probably bigger than mine, too. Her clit probably bigger than mine. Shit, the whole time.
She walk around with a strap in the sweats. Ready.
Speaking of, not straps, but like, Dyke and Pastor Wilson, man.
The hype is, I think people are more hype about who it was than what he was doing. His performance was kind of regular.
It was very regular.
It was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably a 2.5.
This is he was probably about 4. He was eating pussy regular,
It was just
he was putting in effort. It's just he was a pastor.
Yeah,
like I said the other day on Facebook, y'all thought he was a problem, come fuck with daddy. You gonna be.
Hey, look, you follow him just freshly on Instagram. Yeah. Justin Cody Richardson on Facebook.
I look better in person though.
He's still shaped like a table, but
bro, you go to the gym twice a week and you think you can talk about somebody else. It's annoying.
It's
my
twice,
but it, so
yeah, it's Friday.
Not yet. It no, because he go to church every day now.
Four times.
Okay,
but
he'll
get
on my nerves.
Good morning.
That nigga want to be Pastor Andy so bad,
and then he get reckless.
Shout out to Pastor Andy though.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be all right.
I almost said who the fuck is that? Like, I ain't gonna disrespect John Pastor. But now, I think the hype was we trying to figure out if that was his bitch or not.
That is a good question.
Johnson.
Valid question. It was a deaconess. Well, I saw some pictures floating around of somebody DM his wife, but I don't know because people make shit up all the time. But it said they DM the wife and gave the name of who it was to leak the pictures.
Wow.
I saw that shit on Facebook. So.
You whack if you leaking pictures
of a pastor though.
As a victim of leaked photos, you whack.
Hey, Marion Dick was on the internet. Just to let y'all know, in case y'all haven't heard before.
Yeah, easy as your burn page.
Hey, listen to episode 3, 7.
I ain't know it was on that.
Huh?
Yeah, he on Easy Issue News.
I thought it was just the damn.
Follow the page on Instagram.
That was the same thing?
Yeah, Easy Issue Vikings.
He came to the crib later that day, yo, I'm getting some jazz off this.
Can't believe it.
But yeah, leaking videos is whack though.
Nah, because
you ruin it for everybody else.
Because, I making a sex tape and watching my shit over after the fact and jacking to it.
You make quality shit. That way if it get leaked, you don't get mad.
Right.
Justin don't make nothing quality.
Yeah. Because if my little dick get out, it's over. You know what I mean? It's old baby. Yeah.
Old baby. For me, it's all belly and balls. You ain't seen a whole lot.
I know you ain't seen your dick in at least 7 years.
I almost disrespected you.
What you about to say? That's nasty.
Ask your bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Got in trouble with
which one?
Real big speaker.
Arlington ain't got no Valentine.
He said Arlington ain't got no Valentine.
No, Heartland. He probably don't. That nigga was on the way out here to Liz and asked for a barber.
He bald head.
Yeah, I was so confused.
Bro, just go get a bit.
Yeah, if you don't get a Lance to shave your beard. Fuck you mean?
Lance used to cut hair in college.
He used to drive a Ford Taurus.
Now that was a Chevy. That was squeak.
Now he had a Ford Taurus after that.
I don't remember that.
Anyways, noop, MJ had to say noobs never cheat.
They don't.
That's a lie.
Noobs never cheat.
Are we talking about noobs or Catholics?
Yeah, you can.
Noobs or Catholics?
That's what I said. I was about to use that word.
Well, what's the difference between a noob and a Catholic, MJ?
I asked him the shit early.
The same thing. That's the difference between an Omega Man and a Q Dog.
Ooh.
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 Shady.
Ooh.
Oh, you need a Valentine.
Yeah, MJ Horny. You got your eye on her, bro.
This is going to be the last episode.
Hey,
what we got, bro?
So, we said, it's homecoming.
Yeah, it's homecoming.
Homecoming is the time for me seeing old people, old flings. I know I ran across some old flings.
Half the campus.
Javante, this is your last episode. I swear this is your last episode. You will be. Fellowshipping is what it's all about for real.
That's all it's supposed to be about.
Supposed to be.
And giving back to the university.
I ain't giving him back shots. Yeah. I owe the niggas like 20,000. Yeah, I love them.
So, I can pride. Okay, right. So we're going to talk about giving back. When we give back, I need to know where it goes to, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where does it go
I feel to? Like we should be able to dictate where it goes, though.
From an app on our screen.
Yeah, tell me where I need to give to. Like,
what I need to know specifically where it's going. Like, if it's going to the band and athletics, I need to go to know that's where my money's going. If I donate to, what is the 1891 day or something like that, I need to know where that money's going. They're giving a lot of scholarships to kids and they ain't got no dorms. So,
that's what I mean, but they don't need dorms. It's 14.
No,
kids.
They were full. No, no,
they sleep.
No, they actually were full.
The whole school and the marching band.
Get here to turn them around. Be like, we're going to find somewhere for you. Because we did have a huge spike in enrollment this year. Yes. They did eat shit. Like, we were calling kids to see if they were still coming. We had a great spike in enrollment. It was just, we ain't got nowhere for them to go now. Yeah,
they had no room for them.
Think about it. What's open now? Viking Village. The Suites.
And UT, right?
And UT. And Viking Towers.
So that's why I was, is Bias
still open?
No.
Bias closed too?
I think Bias closed when we was in that motherfucker.
Bias is closed.
Mitchell Lewis, the complex is completely gone. And Butler's closed. And Walmart's. You got Hucal and those. That's seven dorms.
You got four dorms open.
And the thing is, like, Walmart wasn't that bad of a dorm. Did you
walk by there?
Nah.
You ain't see it?
It looks bad on the right. Lobby just the lobby. Like, shed.
They
storing shit in there. That's storage. It's storage. So I would hate to know what it looked like on the inside.
So here's my thing. So me and Javonte came in the same year, correct?
Yeah.
08, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we came out here, it was bad, where it was too many people.
We had to go to the Bible college when we first got here.
I stayed at the Bible college my freshman year.
I have a question about that. Yeah. Did y'all have a abide by their rules too, like a curfew and shit? I'm so
glad. Not the curfew per se, but like we couldn't have like R-rated movies and stuff like that.
They gonna come in your rooms or some shit?
Yeah, they would
come. They never caught you.
Oh my god!
You
watch your shit on the phone?
Yeah, my shit was on the laptop. My shit flipped back in the day. But now, like, they didn't have enough rooms, so we had to stay at the Bible college. Then the next year, they bought the whole microtail for niggas.
And that's where shit went down here there too. Because I got my way out of that bitch too.
Because
when we came in, we ain't had no fridge and no microwave and a washing machine, and he took the remotes to the TV.
Right.
Like that was the petty shit.
And you know,
Michael Tell was like, "I ain't getting none of our shit."
You in jail.
And you know, the crazy thing was, it cost them so much money just to rent that out for like two semesters. It was insane.
After like a week though.
So my thing is, you couldn't like clean up one of them fucking dorms to get new kids to stay. Mitchell Lewis, tear Mitchell Lewis down. That need to go.
That's why I
stayed. So historic.
All of them are.
Like, yeah. The Plex wasn't like the Plex was. I think it
was like 70s, but it was something like that.
But it was hood as fuck, though.
It was. It looks like the projects. I was scared when I first moved on campus and saw that shit.
Like, I don't know the last time I haven't been there,
but I heard it's awful in there.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the bottom line is, where is our money going? You want us to donate, where's it going? I'm not paying no dues to know where it's going.
Right. But my thing is, ain't it like, kind of like.
They keep winning money and shit.
Ain't it like cheap to go here now?
Here's the catch though. The dorm, the housing shit's like $8,000, something like that. That's the catch. The tuition's cheap. The housing and stuff ain't.
So what you telling me is you get enrolled here and then live off campus.
Yes.
So niggas like us who have like full time jobs, it'll be beneficial for us.
Honestly, I consider that for a refund check. Low key thought about getting that second bachelor's.
Chadwick, are you here tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. But
either way,
on the topic of homecoming, we've been here. I've been here since yesterday.
Y'all got here today.
Chad, you seen anybody you haven't seen or talked to in a minute?
Not anybody I give a fuck about. I mean, the niggas that I went to college with that I want to see, I see them. I see them niggas on a weekly basis.
Everybody moving around.
Yeah. Exactly. Everybody live in the triangle area. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, it's good to see y'all. Like, for the people that I'm not really checking for in a normal circumstance, it is good to see y'all. Good to know you're alive. Good to know you're doing well.
Even then, I don't give a fuck.
But, that's why everybody's yeah. looking at burners.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so sick of y'all. Like, I really am. Hey, listen to the podcast, though, but I'm sick of y'all.
I'm going to tell you, what's Mace is winning out here? Mace mm-hmm. is winning with that RV, buddy. That is the single greatest idea.
So it's like 10 of us. That went in on the RV.
Yeah, that's
like me, Mace, couple of the 04 bros, Janelle Simpson, couple of other niggas. You know, K Wade. You know, we all put in on the RV just so like you know we could have like a you know just a central spot.
Yeah,
yeah, and the shit we put in for the RV it comes with food and beverage included. For the whole weekend.
Like alcoholic
that
beverage?
Is genius.
Yeah, that's
great. I mean, you're renting the RV for 2 days.
It's probably cheaper than these damn hotels.
Nah, for real.
This shit was like $487 for 2 nights or something like that.
How much?
$487. That's what they want.
$487?
Yes, $487 for 2 nights.
I thought you said
nights.
$47.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's the quality.
We ain't in the Motel 6. Or the Super 8.
Yeah.
What's that one when you first come in? Whispering Pines or some shit like that.
Yeah,
that's the one. There's another one before that.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably
$47. Where it's one door to get in every room.
Facts, though. I don't know, man. Fuck this. I honestly regret coming here today. Mm-hmm. Not today. Just today. Like, I love ECSU after the fact. Like, meeting everybody, knowing everybody. When I was here, I did not like it, be honest with you. I just feel like a lot of HBCUs, including this one, administration and everything was kind of offhand. It was just too much disorganization here that I just couldn't deal with anymore.
I don't even recognize none of my teachers here. And none of my teachers are here anymore.
That's because they went on that firing spree.
You remember, they fired, like...
Clean house.
Like, the semester I graduated, they, like, fired everybody, like, that summer after.
Yeah. I remember...
13,
yeah. Yeah,
they did like
go like downhill.
Like
after 12,
it was just like
Chief
Handley
took this whole
out, bro.
Rest in peace.
Gilchrist
Butler.
Rest in peace,
bro.
Sam Beeman, too.
Yeah, I was about to say,
Chief
was in on that shit.
He snitched on everybody. Well, because he was like, bro, it was like 130 rapes, bro.
And he didn't report none of them.
And then,
right.
Okay, so now that's
right.
They
reopened. Unspeakable.
Yeah.
So what they did was when he did that, they went and reopened all the cases. Justin, how you handle it? Did they reopen your joint?
Did you get a court appointed?
you
let ain't no rape, man.
Hollis don't need no Valentine.
I'll do no raping. If you don't want to fuck me, I go Jack. I don't give a fuck.
It's subjective.
I'm talking about what Chad said.
What'd
you say?
Huh?
Okay.
What'd you say?
About to lose listeners.
I know.
Early. All I got female listeners. Yeah. Gone. Oh, yeah.
We got a guest here. Business owner. Hey. What you got? You about to say
something? No.
We got a business owner. We gonna...
That just laid. What's
yeah.
that?
That's a,
that's that Dr. Miracle.
That baby here. Yeah.
The air is not
Blue Magic. Honestly. That shit's soft too.
Blue Magic. Yeah,
that shit probably. I mean, it's still crunchy probably
it
nut.
It. Fuck you.
My bad.
So.
Tell us about your business.
Yeah. Tell the people about your business.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so we've touched on it a couple of times about mental health in here. Chad is an advocate for mental health, Justin as well. We talk about it. Time to time, but we actually have
I'm an advocate for Chad's help. Period.
Bitch, I told you I'm trying to fight tonight. After this podcast, we can squabble.
I just knew you.
So
he was walking early to my HP girl. So I said, that's diabetic and everything. Like, I know it.
Do we need to meditate
boy
here?
Say
you
got to go.
Yeah. That's his other fat friend.
Yeah, Ryan got to go.
Yeah, he came in my house. And, yeah, and then came in with a bandage. Something's on your foot.
Anyway, but mental health is
so very important. As a professional person of mental health, just tell us about Let's Cope. Let's Cope Counseling.
Okay.
Don't lose hope. Let's cope.
No, losing hope. Let's cope.
Losing hope. Let's cope.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Thank you. We about to talk about how you stole my joint, but go ahead.
Pod, what? Well, okay, we can talk about. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're gonna talk about it off the air. It's not okay. It's okay to not be okay. Okay, go ahead.
It's all over the internet.
You the same nigga that said hurt people. Shut the fuck up.
No, I got that from you.
He reposted memes.
Too. I got that from you.
Reposting memes too.
Not me. Yeah, definitely not me.
Yeah, talk about your
Okay, so.
Let's cope.
I own a private practice in Raleigh, meaning I am the sole owner. I don't have any therapists working under me. I specialize with children and adolescents that have behavior problems. I work in Durham County Public Schools also. So I see a lot of children that experience a lot of trauma, especially with a lot of the violence that happens in Durham. Like the shooting of the young boy. I've came in kind of a lot of people that he knew, and I'm working with children that knew him, and it takes a toll on me too, because it's like I try not to take my work home, but when you're working with children, it's hard because they're kids and they can't help what they go through. And sometimes I'm just like, God, I wish like you it's not your fault, but these kids really think it's their fault. I work in a psychiatric hospital too, and that's a whole different ballgame too. Like, it's different. I try to take now work home from with me from there, because I work with kids and adolescents there, and a lot of them try to take their lives from stuff that has happened to them, and they're like kids, like 7, 8. It's bad. So my goal right now with my private practice, I want to eventually have a nonprofit, and I just want to make sure I make services like affordable. Because affordability is a problem with therapy. And make it accessible, because in rural counties, rural areas, we don't have that type of help. You either go to an agency that really don't care about you, they're just trying to get your money, especially if you're Medicaid, because they're going to get paid regardless. So they're not really worried about the treatment. So my biggest thing is just making it affordable for everybody. So I do offer sliding scale, so we can negotiate payment arrangements. That's what sliding scale is. I do not accept insurance just yet, but I am anticipating accepting Blue Cross Blue Shield and Cigna. So I'm paneling with them and United. I'm going to look into TRICARE too.
You should look in the spirit.
This airline.
It definitely is.
She said United. I thought I heard American. Delta.
But my goal, I just wanted to be affordable, because I feel like a lot of people aren't reaching out because they can't afford it, which, I mean, it makes sense. It is, like, for me, my individual session is $85. The lady two doors down from me, she charged $120 a session.
That's because right now you don't have insurance.
Well, no, that's because I feel like $85 is enough. Like, you see me for an hour, $85. $120, that's what the lady two doors down from me is charging. $120 to see her for an hour.
That's 40 on Backpage.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, I heard you can get your head right. Backpage
is still a thing.
QV.
Hmm? Backpage still a thing.
That's Chad.
I don't know how the fuck is my phone. That's MJ.
Yeah. But now,
Tinder.
Real quick, though. So, the thing I want to kind of like piggyback off the fact that you say you don't try to take work home because you work with kids. Is the fact that you have a kid is the reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see a therapist too, because I got to make sure my mental is right while I'm working with people that have those issues or any type of issues. And I just try my hardest not to traumatize him. Gotcha. I try to like, and the problem is I'm like maybe overprotective, but I just don't want him to experience anything that I see or I witness or anything that I've actually been through. Because I've been physically abused, sexually abused, mentally abused, and I just don't want him to experience any of that, because I know how bad it can alter the brain.
Gotcha.
So
another thing I want to ask was, so I had a friend who, she wants to do the same thing as you, but she wanted to just cater it just to black people. And I told her I felt like that was an issue because you're, one, counting yourself out with money, and two, it's almost racist. You know what I mean?
Almost.
Someone said that to me too.
That's
because of the post I made about that.
At the end of the day, you know, the Constitution actually does allow for you to be able to pick and choose who you want to work with.
Right.
But our code of ethics don't. That's the problem.
That's why I was like, it got to be fucked up, right? That's like a doctor telling you he don't want to see you because you're black or white or vice versa. You don't think that's
kind of
fucked up?
Nah, that's fucked up. That's like somebody coming to my job. You know, like the other day, prime example. The other day, a truck comes in, like it's on one of the accounts that I work on. It was a specific insurance company. Nigga had Confederate flags all over the back of his truck. I mean, nigga hopped out in the truck, and he is what you think he would look like. I'm not trying to be stereotypical, But if you see like an 05 Chevy Silverado, pull up, right? With Confederate flag stickers on the back, you kind of know what's coming out the vehicle. And
I'm not hopping out.
So it's funny, nigga walked in, he said, what insurance company he was going through, and everybody kind of looked at me like, I mean, and my coworkers were white. Even my manager was like, ooh, you don't want that guy, do you? And I'm like, bro, first of all, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Until it gets to the point where he starts disrespecting me, I don't give a fuck about what his affiliation is or what he truly believes, because I'm here to do a job. I have a job to do. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't stopping my shine. That ain't stopping my show. So
I have walked off from a customer who got racially crazy. And
I told y'all, when I worked with Geico, I was in STEM, North Carolina. Now, granted, the city is STEM. North Carolina. This is upwards on 85, right? Like you, North Durham going up on 85. Right. So pulled up in his yard. First of all, I knew what was up. Two Confederate flags out front. You know, a couple Trump Penn signs out front. This is back prior to the previous election. Got in his yard. You know, whatever. I'm here to do my job. You know what I mean? Old dude come out, old or white guy, you know, probably in his 70s, come out in some suspenders, walked up to the door, knocked the window, you know, I said, Mr. Such and Such, how are you? You know, I'm Chad here, representing Geico here, take a look at your vehicle. First thing he says to me is, I'm not really fond of your kind being on my property. What I say to him in response, not a problem. I can get dispatched to reassign it to somebody which would be more of your liking. I didn't have a problem with it. And, you know, he could have been belligerent. He could have been hostile. Nigga could have put a gun in my mouth. I was going to put one back in his. But, you know what I mean? He was like, well, you know, how long is it going to take somebody else to get out here? Well, fortunately for you, our team just dwindled to shit because everybody quit. And it's one other white guy on our team. And he probably won't get out here to you in 3 weeks. I can't drive around a fucked up car. Okay, well, have a good day, man. That's your problem at this point. Hold on. How long is it going to take you? So at this point, I had a decision to make. Do I just go ahead and leave, or do I go ahead and take care of him as a client? I took care of him as a client. No, but the thing is, I actually sent an underwriting referral. I could do that. Sent an underwriting referral to the policy creators. You don't need anybody like that. You don't need to. His money ain't valuable here. Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Pretty much let them know that.
Yeah, this is what we're dealing with. And essentially, you are putting your employees in harm's way.
Yeah.
Granted, I was not supposed to be in a company vehicle with a firearm. But because I know where I'm working, I work in Durham, and then I work in, right, you know, the backwoods of North Carolina. You know, where that racism is hectic. You
that's
think
near,
I,
like where I'm from, so yeah.
Yeah, you think I ain't got a dress on because I got that stick on me? Yeah. Fuck is you talking about?
Like,
said,
just
widen
the bitch.
Look like a robe, man. I'm out here like a priest. The fuck you mean? but that's what I'm saying, bro. Like it shouldn't matter what color the person is.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, what it boils down to, business is business.
I think that is true, but I think what it is they're just trying to...
Money green, baby.
They're trying to... She's probably just trying to market more to African Americans because we are the ones that get help, like, the least out of any other race. And it's like 20% more have more mental health problems, but we are the least amount, you know, the race that will not go to...
I got a question. So, well, more so a statement. I think black people have been conditioned to be, it's okay. Yeah. This is how it's, yep, this
especially
how it
black
is.
Men. Yeah.
Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think about a lot of shit growing up that was like, this was not okay.
The step it takes to actually tell somebody, like, this don't feel right is a big one. I mean, like, I don't know. Chad, you took that step. Like, I need to talk with somebody. I haven't taken it. Maybe it is something wrong with me.
I ain't disagreeing.
So the thing is, for me, MJ,
You fucked up.
The thing is, the reason I had to say something is, one, y'all niggas know I have somewhat of a temper problem. You like, I can get a nasty.
Mine's worse.
Yeah, and that's scary.
I was.
Justin's temper is scary because I know I'm real hot headed. I'm a very hostile person, and Justin is like me times five. Ooh. You know what I mean when it comes to the temper. So
a lot of people don't believe
that's it. And that's the reason I had to say something, because if this is the territory I'm going to be running, I need y'all to understand. Don't fire me when I smack the fuck out one of these niggas. Nah, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making sure I'm. This is CYA. I need you to document this. Put write this down. This is the shit I'm out. This is the shit your employee is out here dealing with. At the end of the day, still carrying out his job in a professional manner. But
like, I'm proud of you for handling that professionally. Because really like, well. Like I said, me, I would have said fuck, dude, and like went on about
right,
my business.
Right, you know? And my manager said, you know, my man at the time he was white, and he was like, I, you know, kudos to you, brother, because. Somebody said when white people call you brother, they call you a diet nigger. That was the funniest shit. That was the funniest shit ever. Anyway.
But yeah, like, but also, like, I get what you're saying, but I think she was more so super black and wants to just.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what bothered me. And like, we got in a whole argument.
She wore kente cloths and shit.
Nah.
Dashiki.
Oh, well, well. Was it the. Cause
yeah,
it was the
oh, well, well. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. But now, like, I really.
Was it her pro-black as anti-white, or it's just because, you know.
It was more just very pro-black, not really anti-white.
So I have a question for y'all, all right? Let's say each one of us, let's say each one of us are business owners. Granted, we have a true business ower here in our presence. Right.
Yeah, we business owners.
Now.
This shit, y'all selling merch and stuff. This right. is a business.
We got shot glasses and shirts.
We need to LLC this whole, yeah.
I thought about working on that. Yeah. But, see your business. Let's say we each are business owners. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's okay to deny service to anyone?
I'm not denying.
And so, and I'm generalizing the question because there's so many angles or so many ways or reasons you could deny someone service.
I feel like I would deny somebody belligerent or disrespectful.
Okay, and hear me out when I say this.
Okay.
So why is it different from a white person denying a black person service in their establishment?
If they are belligerent and disrespectful, I don't blame them at all. I'm the type, even though I am, I'm not gonna say very pro black, but sometimes I do lean more towards the black side of anything.
All right.
But I'm also one of those people who try to put logic into everything, and I try to see it from both sides. So like, and people are gonna hate me for this, when the whole George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin thing happened, I said, he's going to get off. Mm-hmm. They said, why? It's he say, she say.
Uh-huh.
It was just
one nigga dead. There.
He's dead.
That's why if you ever shoot somebody, you need to make sure you kill him.
Right. Exactly. And people looked at me like, oh my God, you're not for us. No, I'm just logical. It was just them two there. Trayvon's dead. No offense. It's George Zimmerman word against his, and who's the one alive?
So I read a story. I read a story the other day. A small town bakery. They refused to bake a cake.
I remember this.
For a homosexual couple.
For the wedding. Mm.
Yeah.
It was a white lady on it.
Yeah. She refused.
In Kentucky?
Huh? Hey, it was somewhere.
No, that sounds like a statement.
Kentucky, it was a lady.
Kentucky, either way. Right.
Didn't want to sign marriage certificate.
So, either way, this. So, it's a Christian business that, you know, small town, mom and pop, little bakery, you know, doing a little razzle dazzle in whatever community they in. You know, little gay niggas came in, want a cake. What? Nah, yeah, like,
I get what you're saying.
Okay. It was good. All
right, so you know, two guys came in. They're about to tie the knot. You know, they want a fabulous cake for their wedding.
They buff,
right? Yeah. And the bakery was like, "Oh no, we just don't support what it is you're doing, so we're not gonna bake you a cake."
Why not just say, and
they sued and were able to successfully win, which caused the bakery to go out of business and they had to file bankruptcy.
You know,
that's fucked up.
You know what's crazy? Two things. For one, why not just say you don't support it and still bake their goddamn cake?
Right.
Why is it? At the end of the day, it's the same thing as someone coming into your establishment being belligerent and you refusing to serve them.
It's not.
Because it really is.
It is.
It is.
They weren't disrespectful.
They weren't disrespectful.
It is.
It's
still the same.
Line. No, but I'm just saying it is. What it boils down to, to the bottom line of you have the right to serve or not serve who
that's true.
You
want.
Yeah. You just who you feel like serving for whatever reason.
If you want to
that's why most jobs tell you
whatever.
If you don't have a government job, you can be fired at the company's liberty. For no reason at all.
They can come in
to work tomorrow and say, Justin, you gotta go. MJ, sorry, you gotta go. They can't tell you that because your business owner. Kudos to you. But they can come in.
I still have two other jobs they could.
Understand. But they can come in to work tomorrow and my manager can say, yo, big boy. No. yeah, pack your snacks up. You gotta go. You know what I mean? And you can't ask no questions.
Yeah.
But when you signed your onboarding paperwork, you signed to say it's okay for them to fire you.
But you know what's also crazy, though? The fact that that gay couple sued one and sent that company into bankruptcy shows, and I hate to say this, they have more rights than us. Wow. Because they're gay, which is
when you say us, who are you talking about?
Black people.
They brought in affirmative action for that very reason. A lot of times we get hired because of affirmative action. Don't
I know.
Even know it.
Mike Tomlin.
He got to go.
It's time.
A lot of those black coaches in the NFL, you know, they have to interview at least one black person or at least one minority every time they interview for a head coaching job in the NFL, right?
Yeah,
at least one minority.
That's the Department of Inclusion and Diversity.
And if you look at sometimes like who they interview, you'll see like one person like how the fuck they get an interview, and then you realize.
Hey, you want to know some crazy shit?
What
you ever realize on the big?
You heard it. You ever
realize on the big company get jammed up in some shit where it comes to like racism or like some kind of discrimination. They always create a department of inclusion and diversity. And guess who runs that department?
It's a
lesbian black woman. Mm-hmm. They went to the they go to the extreme. They go to the extreme to kind of prove, hey, we are not racist. We love everybody. Tell you what. You know, we're going to pay six figures to this lesbian black bitch over here, you know, to, like, be the spokesperson of our... to be the spokesperson of our company when it comes to inclusion.
We're canceling right here. Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Look what Gucci did. Gucci came up with a whole board. A whole board, when black people started saying...
I don't think that was that bad, to be honest.
Well, yeah, exactly. When black folks started saying, we're going to boycott Gucci, we ain't buying no more Gucci, fuck Gucci, yada, yada, yada. What'd they do? They reached out to New York, went to Harlem, the fashion district, and got all the black niggas out there. You know, half of them gay. It's the fashion district.
Yeah.
You know, half of them gay. Okay, we're going to make this the board of diversity and inclusion to try to figure out how we can, you know, not make it so... our products out here are offensive to
win
people.
Niggas back over.
And you know who started that bullshit? T motherfucking I.
What is your beef with T.I., bro?
Trap.
One of the Netflix movies just said.
The fact that he put out a podcast in 1 week and it went to number one and we can barely get over 7,000.
So you hating a little bit?
I'm hating.
Thing is, the nigga got a platform, bro. At the end of the day, he...
ATL
was trash.
It is.
Hey, look, ATL is one of the movies. Like, it's one of those movies. Like, as a black man, you like it.
In that hood?
No, that's
that was
terrible.
They coming out with an ATL too.
Why?
They need not to.
Yeah, they should leave that.
Just like they trying to reboot Martin, don't do it.
Who? Tommy dead? How they gonna do? Who gonna play Tommy?
He is dead, ain't he?
Yeah, dead as fuck.
RIP.
Fuck Cole.
But
Cole funny as shit. Cole was the funniest nigga on that show.
Where the spoons?
Gina don't fuck with Martin no more.
They were hugging and shit.
They do.
D Black look like Roscoe.
He do.
Shout out to D Black.
Man, rest in peace, man.
I told the black on FaceTime again today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why he like you more than me? I know why he don't FaceTime him.
Yeah. Because I ain't got an iPhone.
Right.
He gonna have to call you on Ubu.
That's cool.
No, it's Google Hangout.
Yeah. I did a lot of job interviews on Google Hangout at one point.
They do them on HireVue now.
Huh? What
kind of jobs you getting?
Well, I got another job now, but like for one big company that I work for, like they were based out of Chicago. You remember when I went to Chicago for training?
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Like everything prior to getting to Chicago. Yeah. Everything. Krispy Kreme wanted to pay me $100,000. I'd go. Right. Eat donuts and be fat as fuck. or fatter as fuck, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Listen. You like.
Somebody said the other day. They said,
do I need to move?
Somebody said, like, they was like, Jesse, nobody said that fat fuck. Like, you say that fat fuck.
and you need to tell him I need to chill because he going to punch me in the mouth one day.
Nah, I feel like we fight. I win. I'm going to tie you out. Because you're going to be too busy trying to pull your pants up.
And I'm going to get ate up.
Hey! I love these niggas. That's what I do. I love this podcast shit. Like, we are literally, y'all realize this is episode 31. That means almost 8 months we've been doing this shit.
Hey, MJ had on the same outfit for 2 days. I wasn't even going to bring that up, but fuck it. Like, people don't even know what you got on right now.
I wake up from this. Same clothes from yesterday. Yeah. Same hoes from yesterday.
That must say, same clothes, different hoes.
Yeah, one of our other homeboys did that
same thing. You're not live right now.
You said what?
Your phone. I said, well, you're not live right now.
No, you lie.
Yes, but you were too.
Connection bad though, but fuck it.
Because yours already look like surveillance.
Yeah, that shit bad.
All right, so
but back to your business though, like Javante, like serious business. So like, you know, what do you think it'll take for you to actually be successful in what you do?
One, patience, and I lack that, but I'm trying to get it. So patience, and then
you just started that this year, correct?
Yes, in February. And I had my moments. I was like, I'm about to cancel this because it's not working.
You can't give up.
I know. That's why I've
success don't come easy.
I do have four like consistent clients that see me every month. So that's what keeps me going. And then people telling me, like, I had one text me. It was just like,
Oprah ain't getting rich till she was 75. Like, you.
That bitch is
96. Tyler Perry stepped in his car till he was 50. Like, these are things. Walt Disney.
He put on a dress because he had a stick.
Yeah. You talking about his dick, you faggot.
I feel like Tyler Perry sucked dick too. But anyway. But
hey, Tyler Perry, hire me.
Yeah.
I'll be on the movies.
His videos and his movies.
All his plays, musicals.
Single mom thing and everything he had going. Then he got pregnant. I mean, he got that one pregnant out of wedlock.
I thought you said he got pregnant. No. I can see that happening.
Well, he had a baby out of wedlock. And I'm just like, no, all your shit. Is geared towards like Pastor that kind of blew me.
Yeah.
He's a pastor.
That was a big bitch. Pastor Wilson was eating too. By the way,
so you've been on Twitter?
Nah,
like they actually found the woman.
Oh yeah.
I thought they did. Yeah.
Me. That nigga was eating me.
Whoa, man.
I think this is a good way to leave.
Wow. Nah, for real. Did we talk about Pastor Wilson?
Yeah, we already. He was in your phone for 2 hours.
Oh, my bad.
He's drunk. He's drunk.
Nah, Pastor Wilson was out here goddamn slurping it up. I seen one female on Twitter say he was good. The only thing that kind of took him back a little bit was when he went to the asshole and then came back to the pot. They said that's like cross contamination. They compared it to like grilling chicken and pork chops. Like, you can't, like,
you know how you gotta wipe it back. Like, you can't just bring
that
shit back.
So, you can put pussy juice in that asshole, but you can't put an asshole in that pussy juice.
That truffle butter.
That truffle butter?
Oh my god.
That truffle butter. You ever had truffle butter on a bagel?
God damn
it. Speaking of truffle butter, like.
Cinnamon raisin, bitch. Toast my shit.
I need a bitch to let me fucking ass. Like, that's the type of woman I want.
I fuck on the semi, so that ain't happening.
Yeah, I feel like...
Nah, for real. Like, if you ever watch pornos with niggas doing anal, like, they are, like, full-blown. No homo.
Or did they dick long enough to go in there? Wait a minute.
Yeah, they are, like, full-blown.
Yeah. Yeah, at least be 75 to go in there.
They at least 75 inches. Like, I don't know what these niggas are doing.
Porn discourages me so much. Like, it really does, because it really... It gives women a false sense of hope, and then when I pull out my regular dick, they be like,
But you gotta understand, though, like... Niggas that's, you gotta think of niggas that's like willing to post their shit online for views.
Man.
They typically,
I was willing.
They're typically like super confident because.
But you use that to your advantage, I'm sure.
I told you, I do OnlyFans. Yeah. Man.
Like,
it's just.
Like, Marion ain't just posting that. Yeah. Marion ain't just posting that string bean online all willy nilly. Like, he. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he not just gonna be like, y'all gonna.
Well, I know a girl that posts and stuff like that. She has her
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yeah.
Drop her joint right now. We gonna.
What's her name? Be Nasty or something like Miss B.
I know
Nasty.
Her. Yeah, I do. Yeah, Brittany.
She cool people.
I send the 50. But anyway,
cool people. I think her Snap premium is like cheap though.
Bring her on. We gonna be.
I told you. I said
it. Lifetime.
Brittany Ray Baby. Yeah.
We gonna bring her on. We gonna be like Howard Stern when he had all the porn stars.
I don't think she do her premium no more because she
started going to church.
She on Pornhub.
She is on Pornhub. I think she's doing more like her OnlyFans.
Is she like local or something?
She's from Virginia, but she's in Tennessee.
That's up the street.
She's bad though. I'll give it to her.
Very flexible.
Yeah. Like, I see MJ now finna gas up the pacing.
I'm trying to be a one woman man, but it's hard out here in these streets.
Why? It's not that hard, bro.
It's not.
It's really not that hard.
That's what we're gonna segue to. So like,
it's not that hard.
How much time we got left, bro? We ain't got much.
We got 15 minutes.
All right. So what? My thing is, so like, y'all two being in relationships.
How do you know? Or how did you know these are the ones you want?
I want to be some shit for.
Yeah,
I want to not be shit. Yeah.
You want to start, Chad?
Nah, you can start. You've been in a relationship longer than I have.
You a whole lie, but okay.
She just got in.
I'm still fresh, so we still in honeymoon.
Don't
phase.
You got like two kids now?
His child. Yeah, that's my bonus baby.
He like. Nah. What's up with bonus? That's a new thing?
I mean, I learned that at this women's conference that I was at, a mom conference. So, and I liked it, so I adopted the term.
That shit's stupid. But, so, no offense. But, like, so, no, because I went to... My best friend got married yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, I went to this little celebration today, and his wife's stepmom said that. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Because, I don't want to offend his biological mom by saying that's my son, so I say bonus child.
You like that bitch?
We ain't gonna talk about that later.
Okay, anyway. fuck a bonus baby. Okay. That's my step kid. Motherfucker. but seriously.
But we ain't married, so I can't just, say that.
All right. That's my nigga kid. That's what you should say.
But then I don't want him to feel like the outcast, like just saying, that's his son,
Yeah.
I don't want him to feel offended by that either.
So, like, when you cook dinner, you make sure his kid eat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as you should, right?
All y'all live together?
No, but we stay not far from each other. So I cook.
Y'all don't live together.
No, we don't live together.
Okay.
I learned my lesson about shacking up. It's not she ain't got here. So we stay like 4 minutes apart, literally that. And when we leave the gym, I cook dinner and they come over and they eat.
And then go home.
Mm-hmm.
So
he probably still live with his baby mama.
He don't. I still be there enough to know. Okay. You're not getting into that.
I might be
helping. here's my issue. So you don't want to live with him at all before y'all get married?
No. No. Maybe engaged.
So you buy a car without test driving?
Yeah.
No, I said when we get engaged, maybe. We stay.
That don't mean nothing.
We'll stay. Like, I sleep with
I don't mean a goddamn thing.
Fucking and living together is two different
things.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How do we get so, like, how do you know he's the one? That's where we veered off way too far.
Right.
Like, how do you know that this the guy I want to be with?
Right.
Instead of running into
different shit. I mean, y'all niggas know me, so.
I don't know. Can you give us some stories?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
no problem. He accepted a lot of shit. Me and my craziness. I go from happy to upset real quick, and he was able to tolerate that shit. Mm-hmm. So that was first.
Is it because he's ugly?
My man ain't happy. Don't do that. My man is fine. We ain't going into that.
I saw him today.
He ain't got no eyebrows. That nigga look like he just probated.
No, but on some serious shit, though, like, and like I said, it's because at this point in our life, we're the age now where you have to accept somebody's past.
Right.
And it shouldn't be a past. It should just be a future.
If you accept it's that balance, past, too, I though.
Like, his patience. He's very, very patient. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's because he's a Virgo or whatever, but he's very patient. Me, I'm impulsive. It's like he like to be strategic and play shit out. So he cons me out. Like, we balance each other. But then I get him to do shit like we went to Disney. I was like, let's go to Disney. He was like, let's plan this out. I said, no, we're going to Disney. So, like, we balance each other out.
How'd you convince him to do that?
I made him.
Yeah.
I hate you.
That Gawk Gawk 3000.
Double hand slur.
I
knew what I was walking into when I got up here.
Y'all can get double handed?
It depends on how big your hands is. It's usually four fingers.
thumb and
each hand.
You know, like, visual, like she's shooting a gun. Like, pulling the trigger.
So
he balances you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you are the D Black, because you know how to redo it. Because these niggas be going off.
Chad, what's...
Go ahead.
What about you? Like, this is the one.
So, restate the entire question so I can answer appropriately.
The question is...
Okay.
You are in a relationship.
Okay.
This person, you've talked with people before.
Mm-hmm.
What made you say this person is the one I want to be with? Mm-hmm. As in, pursue something serious.
You know what the crazy thing is? Like... I'm about to give y'all a comparison, and a lot of people might think that this comparison is like so shallow. But time invested in someone is almost like investing money in a retirement account.
And you mean?
So when, let's say you're corporate, right? You have a retirement account. When can you pull that money out of that retirement account without getting penalized by the government? Yeah, when you're 70 and you're fully blind in that left eye. Because your shit lean now, but you... Yeah, exactly. So it's almost like the same in being in a relationship, bro. Like, when you're in a relationship and you have invested time, until y'all get to a certain, like, level and number of years, you're not yet fully vested in order to be able to reap maximum, you know, returns on your investment. I mean, a relationship is an investment.
It is.
Call it what you want, right? So you spend 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 years with somebody and the relationship ends. Guess what, my nigga? Like, you get nothing back in return. You may have learned a few lessons. You know what I mean?
Lesson isn't worth it.
You may have learned a few lessons. At the end of the day, so I can continue the example. When I left Geico, I left my retirement funds, right? I did not touch it, and I can't touch it for the next 40 goddamn years.
You didn't roll it over?
No, not yet. Like, I just, but either way, what I'm saying is, like, this is money that took out your check on a monthly basis that now you can't touch for the next 40 years. It's the same in a relationship, right? You spent 4 or 5 years with this person. Guess what? You may have learned a lot of lessons, but you won't really be able to fully apply those lessons that you learn until you get in a relationship that's of a substantial time frame. You know what I mean? The 20, 30 years, and you have used every little lesson that you have learned in life to be able to have that true relationship that's, you know, copacetic, whatever the fuck the word is. You know,
Copacabana.
Mexico. Hey, I'm not trying to get off topic. Do y'all see that shit going on in Mexico? Okay, so yeah, man, that shit is bro. That shit is a real life guerrilla war zone. Yeah, they captured El Chapo's son and they killed him. So you know, in Mexico, like, cartels, yeah, he's dead. Cartels are real, but the cartel that El Chapo belongs to, they're trying to go and get the body. Like, these niggas is dead ass, like, tearing up the city. Malicious, like real life malicious. You would think these niggas are military, how they just walking down the street lighting everybody shit up. mothers, fathers, kids, dogs, cats, everything getting smoked. If you win the way you did, like, these cartel niggas are not playing. Like, for real, like you, if you ever think I'm not going to the Dominican Republic, I'm not going to Cancun. Y'all can kiss my ass. I take my ass to motherfucking Myrtle Beach and be cool, bitch. I'm cool, like I'm.
Right. I can feel me? Now.
Yeah, I go get a hotel at the Wyndham on the beach.
The Wyndham.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of Wyndham, like this, like I'm looking over here. Like, how much you pay for this? Because the cable,
the cable is.
I was trying to cut the TV on that. I'm in here. I didn't do it. Probably MJ probably did that.
Nah, it looked like
it's out.
Like, yeah, like I cut the TV on it last night, and the shit said no signal.
They owe you some money.
Nah, for real. Because
that's a hazard.
Guess what?
Now I'm gonna report this shit to corporate. They gonna fund. They gonna give me all that shit back.
Let me go check my room.
Yes, my stay was inconvenient.
We forgot. Chad, tell you your time to shine. What time? Where is it? 5:00.
I thought you would never ask.
Javante, I need you to fact check him.
I can't even spot the Blizz Nye in the hotel room. Yeah, we are dead ass recording in the hotel room. Like, niggas record anyway.
In the Super 8.
This ain't no Super 8, bitch.
It's something like it. It's something like
it. It's better than the shit we stayed in Norfolk.
Nah, this, the one in Norfolk is a little bit better.
No, it's not.
I find that.
Not when I'm overseeing Tidewater Park.
It looked like it was a little desolate.
Like, we had to, like, stay away from
the scope, one side of the street, and then the projects on the other side.
We had to stay away from the windows.
I gotta go get dressed for the barn.
All right. We
so, yeah, we finna wrap this up. So, the last.
Where's it?
I don't fucking know. Goddamn. I don't know. I don't know. I'm fucked up. I make some shit up that sound good.
It's actually 5:00 here.
No, it's not, nigga. It's 11:00 here.
Well, all right. Well,
so that means it's 5:00 in. It's 5:00 in Alaska. Look that shit up. Big fat. Man, yeah. No, but final thing I want to talk about, right? So, you know, we're at homecoming. You know, a celebration of, you know, our university as alumni as we come back to the main reason for coming back is contributing, you know, to the financial well-being and success of the university. Like everything we, you know, come back, pay to get in the football game, you know, pay to get in some of these parties. They're cutting a slice of that pie off to administration for different fundings. Now, I was completely baffled and appalled when they had a donor, you know, dinner or meeting yesterday, and they are seeking $25,000.
I think you said
$2,500
earlier.
No, $25,000. They are seeking $25,000 to purchase a new mascot uniform. Now, first and for goddamn most,
it's just the fucking head.
First and foremost, if you think I'm going to contribute a goddamn dime. So that y'all could go buy a fucking Viking head.
What was that nigga name?
Too tall.
Vic the Viking.
No, I'm talking about Vic the Viking. Okay.
Yeah.
No. They got a mascot joint, though.
Yeah, $25,000? You didn't say $2,500. $2,500 seems a little bit more appropriate.
But even $2,500,
it's still too much. Like, I feel like we need to pay $75. There's a nigga that will make this shit for $75. I'm sure.
More than possible.
I can
do Halloween. I can
find a nigga in Bertie that will make the shit for $75.
I know a nigga that'll go steal the Minnesota Vikings mascot and bring it down.
Nah, for real.
For $8.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
So $25,000.
So my problem with that is, in comparison to what else the university needs. Right, we have niggas out here that's interested in doing track and field. One, that's going to generate a little bit more revenue for the university. That's another sport. Some niggas like sports, whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that track and field will generate like
bring people
some niggas school.
Right, scholarship for like, it. Right.
I'm not saying that track and field is going to generate.
Why I don't think it'll generate revenue is because you're not paying to get into the event like basketball.
If we get the track program up and running in the right way and we start winning some shit, people are going to be excited to come see these niggas run. Right? So. And the problem is we can't get the track program off the ground because one of the requirements of having a track and field program is having the facility. Is having the facility that's able to be utilized for it, right?
Why don't they just let them run?
Nigga, our track is concrete, asphalt.
Yeah. It is.
I tried got potholes. Like, I seen the marching band, like, doing their little formation, and the nigga with the flute tripped. Like, his knees buckled. You know what I mean? Like, you asking us for $25,000 to buy a goddamn mascot uniform.
An outfit.
It's not a uniform. It's not an outfit because all the nigga got is a hat.
And he wear the little basketball jersey at the football game. Dumbass bitches. But, I'm just saying, like, am I lying? Like,
You're not.
Facts.
Now, he had hip pads last time I
was. For real, like, nigga beat the basketball game Dougie.
I was looking, I said, he was a little mad.
We gonna give $25,000 to a nigga to go hit the Dougie at the basketball game?
Yeah.
No, like, Let's get the track. Let's get the track program up and running. But then we got a cross country program.
Dorm up and running.
Facts. We got 4 unused dorms. Yeah. And my problem with that is unused.
Seven.
It's 4. Okay. Ooh, damn. I have it all wrong. So you have Womack unused, Mitchell Lewis unused, Bias unused, Doles unused, Hugh Cal unused, Butler unused, and then they flattened the complex. Like the complex ain't even there no more. Right,
I just feel like it's hepatitis.
Hey, they probably had mold over there. Like
they had mold all over because UT was fucking
in the microwave.
Yeah, I remember somebody came through with a chopper and got shot in the ass.
We talked about that last night. Yeah. Oh, he's still
on Facebook.
He out of jail.
He was out of jail early.
Out of jail.
My nigga went for like
graduated. He walked that December.
Second chance, you.
No, but that's the problem.
Second chance, university.
But that's. That's the problem. They're not like that anymore. Right. Although they said they got in trouble for it. But if they would start recruiting these kids, they got maybe a 2.0 higher.
A lot of gangbangers went here when we was here.
And our football team would be a lot better because we had fucking felons on that bitch. That's why it's Samoans and felons. So.
Like I've easily seen 6 niggas get pistol whipped out here, like in my time out here.
Niggas got shot,
and they were on the football team.
How many times did the campus get put on lockdown? Because you know one of the niggas that was in school felt disrespected.
Them lockdowns didn't work either. I left campus.
Yeah.
I remember.
There
was a year I was here when they shot one of the Samoans.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago.
It was Viking Fest.
I was seen by Justin Hall.
They made Meek Mill get off stage, and we had to leave that concert. I remember it. Like it was
nobody want to shoot me.
Either way, we were winning then when we had Felons and Samoans. So
yeah, that's when the university was at an all-time high. I feel like we need to start letting gangbangers back in. We need to start bringing these West Coast niggas back here to play football.
I don't think the football program had the money they used to have.
They don't because they asked like
blame Gilchrist. After the Gilchrist shit went down, they removed $5 million from the budget per annum.
He was like
per annum. So if you lose $5 million out of the budget, the first department that funds is getting cut from is the athletic department. Yeah.
Why?
They not gonna take money away from the STEM school. You know, the science, technology, and shit. Right, yeah, they're not gonna take bread from the aviation department.
They got 3 students.
Yeah, Elizabeth City is the only university in North Carolina that has an active fleet. Granted, there's only 2 airplanes, but still, I mean, that's something to brag. My nigga landed a plane on Hillsborough Road out here, whatever street this is. Yeah, one of our students landed and shit, and he walked with a gangster limp now, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Man, that's my boy. He told me about his back surgery, whatever. It be alright. But either way, what I'm getting at is I ain't donating shit to y'all. No, hear me out. I'm not done. Look, I came back to the city. I paid an ungodly amount for a hotel room. I've supported most of the events out here.
Yeah, which this money to park on exactly, your campus.
Which money is coming back to you out of this. What more do you want from me? I ain't got nothing more for you. Especially not to go buy a mascot fucking uniform. Stupid ass bitches.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We need that town hall meeting. We need that.
I don't give a fuck. This is my last goddamn home.
You know.
See you next year.
Marion, especially you, we're getting too old for homecoming.
Marion 36.
Yeah. But you straight. You're like EC. Like you're straight out of ECSU. You had the shirt and everything.
I never had that shirt. But good night, y'all.
Yeah. Pastor Wilson ain't got nothing on me. Good night.
Fuck Pastor. Matter of fact, don't call me daddy no more. Call me Pastor, bitch. Good night.